Annie Nevis, let me begin with you. I know that this is really, from the group's perspective, been touted as being satiric and for publicity and really to highlight what you think of as what your group thinks of as racism. What about, though, the fact that many, including Ms. Lumba's organization and the chancellor, have said that this is hurting people, that it's causing a great deal of pain?
Well, I think, you know, when you have an event, any kind of free speech event, you sometimes have to do things that are going to warrant attention. I mean, I've heard a lot of criticisms that we should have had a town hall or, you know, we should have had some kind of discussion on this. But the fact of the matter is sometimes you have to have some visual image to get people's attention before you can have a good discussion about it. And so I think, you know, we certainly don't intend to actually, we do intend to offend people, but we intend to offend people the same way they should be offended about race-based admissions. It's discriminatory here, and it's also discriminatory in that case. So we actually hope that people feel uncomfortable because that's our goal. But that's part of, you know, free speech. Free speech isn't always, you know, comfortable. But at the same time, we want to make very clear we don't intend to, you know, threaten anybody. We don't intend to make anybody feel unwelcome on campus. You know, we are more than happy to discuss this issue with anyone that would like to. It's all about starting a dialogue.
Well, freedom of speech is certainly something that the Berkeley campus has been identified with since the Mario Savio days. But the chancellor said, looking at his statement here, freedom of speech is not properly exercised without taking responsibility for its impact. In other words, he is promoting the idea that you need to think of civility and you need to think of people's feelings, I guess. I want your response to that, but also you mentioned threats. Your group has alleged threats as a result of this bake sale?
Yes, we've had a number of threats, you know, made against our organization. People have said, including sadly, other Berkeley students have said, you know, they're going to come by and flip over the table. They're going to throw cupcakes at us. Just a lot of, you know, really, really, you know, disturbing things have been said about our organization. And so that's really disappointing. Now, to get to your first point about the chancellor's comment, I think that, you know, we're definitely, as I said, we're trying to start a dialogue. And I just don't see how having a bake sale, you know, necessarily hurts other students. I would hope that it would start a dialogue with them. As I said, it might make them feel uncomfortable, but that's the whole point of free speech. If you can't make people feel uncomfortable, then the whole notion of free speech is kind of worthless. That's the whole goal, is to try to impart some kind of emotional response in the individuals that will be seeing our bake sale today.
Annie Nevis again with us by phone, executive director of the Berkeley College Republicans, and Vasily Lumba is president of the Associated Students of the University of California. They have already put out a statement that this is contrary to the principles of community. Let's talk about why this isn't just good dialogue or free speech, as we're hearing from Mr. Nevis, Vasily Lumba.
Yeah, so I think I completely value the members of BCR for coming forward and wanting to express their opinions. I think that's important, and that we should be having constructive dialogue on the issue of SB 185 or any other legislation. But I think that this tactic is not constructive, and it's creating a very divisive environment. And it's really important. I know that Andy mentioned that free speech has to make people uncomfortable in order to mean something. And I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that. And I think that when you're creating a dialogue, and I know that this has received a lot of media attention, but I think something important to look at is, like, when is too far, and when do you realize that you cross the line? And when you begin to compromise on respecting your peers and making them feel unwelcome and unwanted on their own campus, I think that's taking it a little too far in the name of free speech. And you really need to think critically. Like, if your intent is truly just to educate other students on your opinion on the issue, there are much more constructive ways to do that.
So you've been hearing from a lot of students that they are hurt by this and that's had that kind of impact?
Yeah, right from the onset on Thursday night when the event was posted. From then, I've been hearing from many, many students from all different campus communities who are very upset and feel extremely offended and hurt and disrespected and unwelcome on campus.
Well, you've talked about getting the sponsorship of the Republican Club revoked, and they've said you'll find yourself in court if you do that. It's unconstitutional. Is the Associated Students Group planning on some kind of move toward revocation of their charter?
No, I don't think so. The student government, the senators met on Sunday in a special meeting and discussed student group conduct in general, and just sort of discussed what the responsibility of student groups should be to the campus climate and the environment, and respecting their peers and other students and other organizations, and holding events to make sure that they're not creating an environment that's divisive and that's making students feel uncomfortable. But I don't think at this point there would be anything as drastic as removing funding.